LEAP stands for Learn, Earn, and Prosper. And our mission is to provide youth and young adults who are blind or visually impaired the opportunity to gain skills to be independent, confident, and productive with the outcome of increased employability. We do this by hosting leadership retreats, providing internship and work experience opportunities, and offering independent learning projects with working professionals. With the support of Delta Gamma, LEAP has offered 1,225 hours of training in assistive technology through the lens of problem solving, peer collaboration, and creative thinking. Since the summer of 2017, LEAP has worked with 49 students from across the Northeast, along with Michigan, Ohio, Oklahoma, and Pennsylvania. The following podcast was generated in direct collaboration with LEAP students in the summer and fall sessions of 2019. By generating an audio landscape of their experiences through storytelling and self-reflection, students sought to broadcast a narrative that boldly paved an avenue toward empathy and a greater sense of citizenship. Many thanks to Delta Gamma, without which none of this would have been possible.
Utilities folder, 14 apps, 20 new items. Double tap to open. Opening utilities folder, utilities, heading, measure, remote desktop, team viewer, MCT monument, smart headset, soundscape. Double tap to open.
One thing I wish people would stop saying is, like, in schools or even in the community at times, you know, people will say stop or watch out for the blind kid. And one thing I wish people would understand about the visual impairment is, A, we're not all one group. There are multiple levels of visual impairment and blindness, and also that just because we are blind and visually impaired doesn't mean that, you know, we can't find our own way.
Once in regions void of light, I wandered.
Crosswalk. Approaching intersection.
In blank darkness, I stumbled, and fear led me by the hand.
College Street goes left. Church Street continues ahead. College Street goes right.
My feet pressed earthward, afraid of pitfalls.
Then came love, bearing in her hand the torch that is the light unto my feet. And softly spoke love, hast thou entered into the treasures of darkness? Hast thou entered into the treasures of the night? Search out thy blindness, it holdeth riches past computing.
Around me.
Around you.
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 The words of love set my spirit aflame. My eager fingers searched out the mysteries, the splendors, the inmost sacredness of things, and in the vacancies discerned, with spiritual sense, the fullness of life, and the gates of day stood wide.
Communicating to someone and saying, like, there's nothing that will stop me. Like, I'm here to go for it, but I will let you know when I need help or support.
It amazes me that we can all at LEAP come together from different parts of the country and the world and connect over being visually impaired and share our experiences and struggles and help each other.
Intersection with Church Street, 45 feet, head to the left.
Should we head this way?
LEAP has had a tremendous impact on the experiences that I've had and who I am. I'm Alec Wolf, and I've been involved with the LEAP program since 2016, and I'm 20 years old.
My name is Maya. I've been with LEAP for about a year, and I'm 15 years old. When I first started LEAP, I was a lot more negative. I was a lot like, I don't want to do this, I'm not going to do this. And I refused to try anything, and I'm more positive. I try to put a positive light on things.
I'm Piper Rolf, I'm 17, and I've been doing LEAP for about like 3 years.
And I also used to say I can't a lot, and then it's not I can't, it's I can't yet.
Like when I started, I was very quiet and I didn't talk very much. And now I'm like a student leader and I'm much more comfortable with just like in life in general.
It's a big, major step from depending on somebody to completely going out into the real world and saying, hey, I'm independent, I can do this. And that's all because of the LEAP program.
I communicate more, I advocate more, I kind of speak up when I need to, I'm engaged with the group conversations and the sharing circles.
I'm Ashley, I am 17 years old. I've been a part of LEAP since a year ago.
Just the fact that I knew if I wanted to be a leader, I had to change my thinking.
This weekend, we had like a theme of like talking about yourself and being able to do like a elevator speech. So we had workshops about identifying your values and how you put those values like into action. And then we had a workshop about talking about yourself like personally, professionally, and passionately.
I grew up in Vermont and I've been involved with radio since 2016, and I am passionate about the broadcasting business because through radio I can give back to the community.
I think just like next time someone says like, oh, tell me about yourself, or like I'm meeting someone new and they want to like know about me, I'll know like more what I can say and I'll feel more comfortable for sure, and like have an idea of what types of things I can talk about.
I was born in Georgia. I came to Vermont when I was 2. I am passionate about my musical instruments and baking, and professional, I like to take feedback and just talk about myself as a person.
When we talked about like advocacy, I talked about how I've gotten more comfortable with like talking to my teachers and things.
Well, the best way that I self-advocate is really communicate about what I need and what I need help with, how to better ourselves in learning and in patience with others, and we've learned how to help others with their needs.
I found out that I can be a leader.
It makes me feel like I'm growing as a person, but I have more work to do.
I think those are the two words that could be used to describe the LEAP program: growing and developing.
Keep going, keep doing your best, even though like things are hard and might be like overwhelming. Like the more you like don't give up and just keep trying, the like easier it'll get.
Task number 2. First question: what is the most beautiful sound in the world? Chad?
Yes, the sound of the pipe organ at Grace Congregational Church, Rutland, Vermont.
Are just like them, we just see differently.
I wish they understood that I usually can't tell when someone is looking at me, so when they try to talk to me, unless they say my name or somehow indicate it not visually, I don't know that they're talking to me.
Some people think that they have to like talk like as if they would talk to a baby if they're talking to us, which is weird because we're normal, we just can't see the same way as they can.
Smell of chemicals, smell of essential oils, from the front desk and the elevators.
Number of brick sitting areas, number of benches, bike racks location, bus driver announcing stops.
if the wind is blowing, that means there's a good possibility that there's no buildings on both sides of you, so you know that you're in an open space.
Voice memo. Pause. Duration. Pause. This podcast has been a production of the Resource LEAP program with guidance from certified assistive technology specialist Ali Fuddy in creative partnership with project manager and sound editor Ali Perry. Many thanks to all of the 2019 LEAP students who generated the concepts and content of this year's episode, and to our partner, Delta Gamma, for their continued financial support.